You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, in yesterday's HMT, I briefly mentioned a conversation between myself and one of my longtime Navy buddies. And we were talking about relationships, and he brought forth the question of if and when me and the meat sack officially divorce and I get my divorce decree and I'm completely and totally free, would I try to date again? And I told him, no, there is no way in hell that I would try to date a woman in these modern times. Now, as you guys know, the vast majority of married men, when they get married, they enter what I would like to call a sort of suspended animation when it comes to keeping a pulse on the dating and relationship market. They completely stop looking in that area. So the vast majority of them, when they get divorced, it's like they come out of a cage, if you will. And if you know any animal that's been in a cage for a long time, they're very weary about it because for them, freedom is an unknown feeling. However, once I took the red pill, I made sure to keep my pulse in the streets. I kept one ear listening and I kept one eye looking just to make sure I wouldn't get caught off guard or that new sense of freedom, I would understand it. But yeah, I told him, no, there is no way in hell I would date a modern woman. And he asked me if there were any particular reasons why. And I said, well, yeah, there are many reasons why. However, I'm going to break it down to two reasons. The two biggest reasons why I would disqualify myself from dating. And it revolves around two words, acceptance and compromise. Yeah. Two of the biggest words that are used as manipulation tactics for men in relationships. Now, of course, when he first asked me why, well, then I explained it to him using what I would refer to as the most important question of the entire first Matrix movie. When Neo was finally shown the truth about the Matrix, and he asked Morpheus, I can't go back, can I? But then Morpheus asked him the most important question. If you could go back, would you really want to? And at that point, I asked myself that question. Would I really want to date a woman in these modern times with everything that I've seen and heard? Once again, thank you, social media. That is the biggest thing for a lot of men. And the answer is no. Now, let's go back to acceptance and compromise. Those extremely manipulative words. Acceptance, gentlemen, there are so many things that we as men know we should not accept in relationships, but we do so to quote unquote keep peace in our relationships. Yeah, compromise. You know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. All of these old school phrases that men have passed down, happy wife, happy life. No. No, those are not compromises as men are led to believe they are. No, they are in fact manipulation tactics to keep that man from actually holding his wife or girlfriend accountable for her fucked up behavior. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, acceptance. Far too many men, once again, are accepting things that they know they should not accept under the guise of quote unquote being a good man, being able to be compassionate. However, no, once again, it is all manipulation. Now, the first thing that I absolutely refuse to ever accept from another woman again, her attitude, a fucked up attitude on a woman, bitching, nagging, just being annoying. I am so beyond the point of acceptance for that. If I even tried to go into another relationship, if a woman so much as raised her voice to me, I would dump her on the spot no matter where we were. Now, of course, you guys have seen videos of women literally crashing out, acting like petulant children, because they know that the legal system is behind them. And of course, the man is absolutely emasculated in the situation. You guys have seen crash out videos of women in public places, and the guy has his head down like, oh man, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. What these men should do in these situations is walk away. Walk away. But they know they won't do it. Why? Because a lot of us men have one-itis instilled into us. We believe that that woman is the only woman that we can get. Why? Because, as we all know, women have inflated their price or their ego to such a far extent to where, yeah, we believe as men that they're the prize, even though we're the prize when we look at everything that we bring to the table. Oh yeah, gentlemen, never sell yourself short. Yeah, never sell yourself short, gentlemen. Because everything that you bring, understand this, you can outsource everything you want from a woman. However, a woman cannot outsource protection or provision. She can't pay a man to protect and provide for her. Nope, nope, nope. Now, the closest thing she could pay for would be a bodyguard. However, you know women don't like to spend their money. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, gentlemen, everything that you provide, a woman cannot pay for. So therefore, never sell yourself short. But you got to understand, this has all been one extremely effective, pretty much mental game that society has convinced us men to play. However, as more and more men walk away from society, they are shaking in their boots. This is why you constantly hear videos of women asking, oh my God, where are the men? Why aren't the men showing up to this? Why aren't they showing up to that? Yeah, gentlemen, hold the line. Walk away. Let these women know, if you want to come into my life, it's my way or the highway. I'm going to be a benevolent dictator. Which leads into the second thing that I absolutely refuse to accept from another woman ever again, if I were to re-enter the dating market. And that thing right there is a woman's attire. Yeah, the attention whore attire of the modern woman is something that is extremely off-putting to me. I absolutely refuse to accept it. Modesty, gentlemen, modesty. Now, I know someone would come to this video and say, my God, you sound so controlling. No, 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 no. See, once again, this goes back to acceptance. Now, if I said allow, that would sound controlling. However, acceptance is all on me. That's right. If a woman were to say, you know what? I want to wear this. And speaking of women wearing things, the perfect scenario that presented itself was the women on the Disney trip. Yeah, those women wearing those bubble skirts and those mini tennis skirts with their ass hanging out. When I saw the original video, I simply put in the comment section, all for attention. Mm-hmm. Now, gentlemen, I want you to picture this absolutely mind-boggling scenario that women love to put men into, and why a woman's attire can actually put a man in danger. Now, women love to tell their boyfriends or husbands, don't look at other women in public, because they know that the other women are wearing attire that wants men to lust after them. However, that same woman will have no problems wearing the same attire to get other men to lust after her. It's okay for her to do it. However, it's not okay for her husband or boyfriend to look at other women who are doing the exact same thing. In fact, there was a street interview of a woman who actually said, yes, I post bikini and thirst trap pictures all over the internet. And I don't like it when my boyfriend will look at another woman's bikini and thirst trap pictures. So the interviewer called her out on it and said, wait a minute. You don't want your boyfriend looking at other women, but yet you have no problem with other women's boyfriends and husbands looking at you. And the one thing she said that women love to say, oh, that's different. No. So, how can a woman's attire actually put a man in danger? Well, let's think about it. There are guys out there who literally don't care if a woman will say, well, I got a boyfriend. The quote unquote pickup guys or the game guys. Now, if a woman goes out dressed like, you know, street meat, and a guy says, you know what, I don't care, I'm gonna still shoot my shot, and that woman feels disrespected, even though that was completely under her control, what is she gonna want? She's gonna want her husband or boyfriend to actually step up and defend her honor. No. She's basically booked you a fight and she's gonna walk away. Gentlemen, do not accept that behavior from these women. It is absolutely disgusting. It is despicable. Now, the idea of, oh my God, you're trying to control me. No, I'm not trying to control you. I'm just simply saying what I will and what I won't accept. And if you want to dress like street meat, then guess what? You can't be with me, because basically what you're saying is the attention that I can give you is simply not enough. It's not. So therefore, you're going to put me into a fucked up position by saying, oh, you know what? You need to defend my honor, even though I'm dressing like a straight up slut. Gentlemen, you got to be able to walk away from scenarios like that. Leave her where she is. As a matter of fact, you say, hey, if you're going to go out dressed like that, then you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'll leave you where you are, because you are putting me into a fucked up position to where I might have to actually get into fisticuffs with another man because he's trying to shoot his shot, and you feel like, oh my God, you disrespected me. Yeah, no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. If you were in my position, what would you do? What are the things that you refuse to accept in this new realm, this new dating and mating market? Let me know. And for all you women out there who think that men are still going to go back to the old ways and be traditional while you remain modern, you better understand something. You better understand something crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have is rapidly going out. Feminism and the idea that men are still going to just let you do what you want to do and not hold you accountable, that's going to go out right along with it. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I need to say? That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.